This program is paid for by Investors Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investors Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. Today's program has been pre-recorded.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Investors Schooling Live with your host, Larry Steinhaus, CEO of Investors Schooling.
Good afternoon and welcome to Investor Schooling Live. Who am I?
I have no idea.
I'm Larry Steinhaus, right? We are transmitting from the Investor Schooling Studios right here at Investor Schooling Headquarters, and I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. Hey, thanks for listening. Get ready to learn real estate investing, stock options trading, and so many more things about money I bet you didn't know. Hey, by the way, you can call us anytime during the show with your questions, and that phone number is 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. Put it in your phone right now. Hit send when you're ready to call. 855-939-1137. Hey, that's right. We're a live program. You can call us anytime during the show. We'll take your calls. Don't worry about what we're talking about. We'll take your call about anything that has to do with money, finances, or even politics. Hey, we're also live on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and even YouTube. And if you want to leave comments there, we'll actually know you're watching. It's the only way we know you're watching is if you leave comments. At Investor Schooling, we teach real estate investing, stock options trading, how to save money on taxes, how to be financially free, and we even give you the motivation to make money work for you instead of you working for money. Investor Schooling is located in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, right off the Newtown Bypass, serving the New Jersey and Greater Philadelphia areas in a real brick-and-mortar building. Our students are also located in several states with our exclusive web access to classes and seminars. Hey, get ready to learn something new. Get ready to learn the business of entrepreneurship, real estate investing, and stock options trading from your friendly neighborhood financial expert. That's me, Larry Steinhaus. All right, so Dr. Deb is not here today, and I brought the next best thing. I brought Omri in. So if you guys know, we talk about Omri every once in a while. Omri is, we call him the worst landlord, although he's getting better. We call him the worst landlord. I'm going to talk to you about a tenant story earlier today, but I'll talk about it later. So we call Omri the worst landlord, and I have to tell you something funny, Omri, and I think you know this too. We had a couple of people come visit us who listened to the show, I don't know, it must have been about 2 months ago, where we had you on it, and we asked people to try to tell us your name because they couldn't remember your name. And, you know, we gave a book away for free if they got your name.
Still, nobody knows my name.
I know. Nobody knows your name. So the funny part was we had people come to us and say that it had to be the funniest show we ever did.
You know, a guy came to me on the Mastermind, not in the Mastermind, in the Money Multiplier event. And they came to me with the phone and they took a picture of my shirt. And I didn't understand what's going on. I think it was Bob.
Right.
And I didn't understand what's going on. He took the picture of my name tag. Just to be ready for the next time I will be on air. He wants to know.
So he wanted to know. So Omri is an Israeli name, correct?
It is.
So what does Omri mean in Israel?
So actually in the Bible, he was a pretty mean king.
Really?
But there is also a translation from Arabic, and it's mean my life, my soul.
All right. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So your life, your soul, I get it. By the way, Linda says, Omri is the worst landlord, but my best friend.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet?
I used to be. I learned a lot. I can tell you one thing.
I can tell you one thing. What's that?
You always say, and I didn't believe it in the beginning, you always say, the first mistake you will do in real estate will be so much more than
the cost of the school. Exactly. We say it this way. The cost of our school is less than your first mistake. That's what we say all the time.
You're right. And you are extremely, extremely right.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. We are. It is true. When you make mistakes, we can help you avoid those mistakes, and it happens all the time. So we had an adventure yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I still look at you and I'm hot.
Bring that microphone closer to you.
The AC,
you moved it so far away.
The AC works, everything is fine, and still I look at you and I'm hot. I'm not sure what to do about that.
All right, well, let's at least tell everybody what you're talking about.
Okay.
So you guys know that I I buy houses, I buy stocks, and I make money, and one of the things I like to spend my money on is cars. And I'm not talking about just like, you know, I don't buy Mercedes and Corvettes, although I did. I stopped because I don't enjoy them. I buy strange cars. Like the other day, for example, I bought a Model T.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a 1920 Model T.
That you still don't know how to drive.
I still don't know how to drive.
We'll try tomorrow.
We're going to try tomorrow. Exactly right. Right. So the Model T, I don't know if anybody knows this, but a Model T has three pedals.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them are gas.
No.
Which is very interesting, right?
Correct.
The gas control is actually on the steering wheel. The first pedal is the brake. The middle pedal is the reverse. And the last pedal is high and low.
Yeah.
It's two gears high
transfer
and low.
Transfer case.
Right. So that's what the Model T is. But yesterday we were in my Jaguar.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a 1989 Jaguar. It's a 12-cylinder Jaguar.
XJS,
right. And it's actually a really gorgeous car. And just so you guys know, you know, we had a little bit of fun with this. So I bought this car about a year ago.
Not running.
Well, wait. Yeah, not running. Right. Yeah, tell the story. I bought the car a year ago, not running. So, you know, we brought it into shop. After shop, we finally got it running. And yesterday, I picked it up. And I needed to do a couple of errands. I picked it up. I drove it. Armory jumped in the car with me. We went for a ride. And we had a little adventure in the car. First of all, Omri was wearing a purple shirt and pink sunglasses.
Correct. Not pink. Green.
Oh, green. Right, right.
I brought them with me.
Great. Green sunglasses. Right. Yeah, you wore them with them. Right. So, Glenn, what do you think everyone thought? We're in a convertible in a Jaguar. What do you think?
I don't know that you're a couple of cool guys. I don't know. What do they think?
You said guys with a U?
I see someone in a Jaguar, and I normally think there's someone with an ego problem. I have to be honest.
This is an old Jaguar. This is a classic car.
Oh, it's an old one.
He's right about the new Jag.
Yeah, this is a classic car.
Oh, a classic. What do I think? I don't know. I wouldn't think anything.
So, everywhere we go, as soon as Armie gets out of the car, he says, "We're not gay." Everywhere we go.
Oh, is that what you were getting at? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere
we go,
he
just
does
so
that.
Manly, that would never occur to me, you know.
Oh, yeah. With that accent?
Two men in a car. Exactly. One has an accent. He's much, much, much younger.
he's your sugar
hanging
daddy.
Around the rich guy. Right,
he's
exactly.
He's your sugar daddy.
Right, he's hanging around the rich guy.
I have
guy.
A problem here.
And right, so then what happens is I'm about to drive Armory home.
Everything works.
Everything works.
All the errands
right.
work.
Well, let's start about washing the car. So we go to wash the car, and we realize that the car has no air conditioning because either it's broken or it just never had it. I don't know. You got to remember, this is the first
time
broken, since I've owned the car that I actually drove it, really drove it, right? So it has no air conditioning. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever gone through a car wash with the windows up, with no air conditioning in your car, on a 95-degree day. But it was brutal.
We're actually breathing each other inside the car.
now that does sound a little.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Right, exactly. Well, look, you know, as Linda says, we're celebrating Pride Month, you know?
Exactly. We're all a little during Pride Month, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. I was really proud of Omri being in the car. So I'm taking him home, and all of a sudden the car starts to putter. And just stops. In the middle of the road, it just stops. And I could not get it started again. So then Armory comes up, you know, he calls his wife, and his wife comes up with what kind of car?
With a Tesla.
With a Tesla X. You know, so she brings a Tesla X to rescue me from my 1989 Jaguar. And I've been making fun of Armory and his Tesla X since he got it. And here I am, got to be rescued by the Tesla X.
That's irony.
I was so close to tow this Jag with my ex.
He was going to. He was going to actually tow it. I was like, I won't let him do it anyway. But he was going to tow it with the Tesla X. So, you know, we finally pushed it off the side of the road. I left it there overnight. I actually started it a little while ago. It started right up, and I drove it to the office
here. And it's here, yeah.
And it's here. So, but it was just, it was a fun day with the Jaguar. You know? That's all I have to say, Armor. You know,
it was a very fun day.
Just, I'm glad you're across the table from me. Because, you know, we sweated together for a while in that car wash together.
Every situation that there is more than an armrest between us, I'm very happy with.
So what does this all have to do with real estate? I don't know, but it was fun to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. Sure, why not?
Hey, look, maybe I could...
You know what? We talked about that. Let's stay in traffic for a second.
Okay.
Okay? Just for a second. We will go to real estate in a second.
All right.
There is something weird going in London. You heard about that?
No.
So they are changing. It actually started a while ago, and now it's going everywhere. They are changing the traffic light for pedestrians. It's not going to be a stopping person. I'm not saying a man. it's not going to be a stopping person and a walking person.
Right.
Now, because we need to address everybody, okay? So there is a male and a male, and a male and a male, a red male and a male, and a green male and a male sign. There is a red female and a female, and a green female and a female sign. And there is male and a female red, and all the signs, including the transgender, because somebody believes that the person in the traffic light that is standing might and is offended. Walking might be offending.
Well, I have one question for you, since I've never heard of this before. So does the male-male light up first, and then that stops, and then the female-female gets to go, and then that one stops, and then the transgender gets to go?
No, I think it's the light. So if I'm in a big crossroad, I can't cross here because I'm a male and it's two women, and I need to go to another traffic light? I mean, if I'm straight, I can go on a male and a male traffic light? What's going on? What happened to this world?
The obvious question is, how do you know which is which? Since if you're wearing a dress or whatever, that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
No.
Anything
so
could be anything, as long as you identify as that thing.
There is no person in the traffic light anymore.
So
it's
what
the male
is it?
Sign. It's the
oh,
male
oh, the,
sign.
The Mars and Venus sign, symbol?
No, it's the,
I think they should just put
the circle with
they
the...
Should put two, they should put two legs moving back and forth. Well, they should put two legs standing next to each other.
You can't. It's also sexist because if it's two legs, it can be a very tiny skirt. It's a problem.
No, you're talking about the he's talking about the Mars and Venus sign. Though you're talking about the circle with the plus sticking
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
the Mars and Venus.
That's exactly.
So what do they have for the trans?
I will show you the picture.
That's hysterical.
It's hysterical. I know.
Wow. Well, I will tell you that, you know, we at Investor Schooling, we're celebrating Pride Month.
Uh-huh.
There are two types of designations for investor schooling people. One are millionaires, and the other one is soon to be millionaires.
Good.
Those are
nice
our two designations.
That was good. That was a good segue.
I,
that
I
was.
I don't care about
hey, you know,
anything else.
If you didn't come in and say nice segue, it would have been better.
Sorry. Sorry, Larry. That was good, though.
So at Investor Schooling, we're going to make you a millionaire if you're not already.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn, you going to stop by and become a millionaire?
I'm on my way.
Listen, Glenn, I just want to let you know that, you know, we've been talking about cars.
Yes.
Should we bring up the problem with your car?
Yeah. You want to buy my car?
No. I'll give you a dollar for it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I'll be on my way.
Now I have to hear the story.
Mm. Yeah, Armory wasn't here when you told me the story off the air. I don't know if you want to tell it, but you go right ahead if you want to.
No, that's all right. That's
all
okay.
Right.
I'm having a little problem with my car. It's an old car.
He's got a little problem with his car, but we don't want
but
to talk about it on the
once
air.
Once I'm a millionaire.
He doesn't want to be embarrassed.
Yes. Once
what?
Larry makes me a millionaire, as he's going to make okay. everybody today, I will have a new car.
He there made me.
All right. By the way, our phone number, 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. What is it?
Let's go back to real estate.
We will. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. All right. So, what do you got going on, Armour? You said something about a tenant problem again, or no?
No, not for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, every time somebody is late, like, you know, they need to pay by the 5th, so they pay in the 6th, and they call, and they apologize, and all that, and blah, 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 blah. you gave everybody the benefit of the doubt once, maybe twice. That's it.
I have a crazy tenant that is not managed by me. It's managed by my property manager in Lehigh Valley.
Okay.
So this tenant, every month they pay their rent late.
Yeah, I know the story.
And then the next month, they don't pay the rent. They get assessed a late fee. Come, you know, 15, 20 days later, they file for eviction. The guy doesn't pay the rent again. Goes to the court. Doesn't show up for court. We then file for the, you know, for actual possession, which means that the constable comes, knocks on the door, wouldn't come and knock on the door and take the tenant out. And every single time for three periods in a row, which is about 6 or 7 months now, three periods in a row, this guy pays everything the day before the constable comes knocking on the door.
I was in this position in Upland, you remember?
That's the craziest thing
ever.
I
know.
Why would anybody do that? It's costing them, first of all, it's costing them $500 more to do it that way.
I have the answer for you.
Yeah, what's the answer?
He's not paying it.
Well, yeah, but who is?
I will be depressed now.
Why?
Because while you and me and Glenn and many other people act responsibly about their money, many people push it to the edge. And then when they are at the edge, an organization comes. And if this organization is empty, another organization will come, and another organization will come, and another organization will come. And
so you
all
believe
that,
this guy is figuring out every single organization?
Or call? A church, or okay. Whatever. Everybody, okay. That's how it goes. So let's talk about that, okay? We are, how much time after this pandemic? When is the end for this pandemic?
The scandemic?
Yeah.
The scandemic will never end.
No. When it ended, according to you.
When it ended, like, for landlords?
Let's say August of 21.
Oh, when it ended for me, it ended three
for
months
everybody.
After it started. But for everybody else, it ended, I don't know, it ended maybe a year ago, a little over a year and a half ago, maybe, when they stopped the moratorium on rent payments.
The
CDC, and saying you couldn't, the ridiculousness.
I know.
But okay.
So how can it be that all those organization, okay, including the PHFA, including Delco ERA, including, I don't remember what's going on in Montgomery, and I'm pretty sure there is like 10,000 of those organizations in Philadelphia, how they keep getting the funds, and is it coming from the state? Is it coming from the federal government? How they keep get the money to pay for people's rent? Even though people can go and work right now.
Yeah.
Okay, people can take responsibility for... Honestly, for their life. So what's going on, and why am I still paying my rent on time every month?
Why are you paying your rent on time?
I don't get it.
Why would you not pay your rent on time?
Because I'm jealous. I'm jealous about how easy it is to get saved so easily, constantly, like your tenant in Easton.
So it's funny you say this. Actually, this is actually a mindset problem. And a lot of times I teach my students mindset. So mindset with money is very strange. You know, you have anything from you know, I believe I'll never get rich, which is a terrible way to get rich, because if you believe you'll never get rich, you're never going to get rich, to I'm jealous of what other people get. Like some people, I'm jealous that Larry's a multimillionaire and I'm not. So I want to, you know, so I'm going to complain that Larry gets all the luck and that kind of stuff.
It didn't come easy to you.
No, it did not.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know. Maybe it did, but that's not the point. I mean, it's not like
getting free money from the government.
Right. But then you got the other one. Then you got the one, like you just said, you got the people who are jealous of people getting money from the government. This is a really bad idea for you to think that way. Mm-hmm. Because if you're jealous about people getting free money from the government, it's also going to hold you back.
I agree.
So if you continue, it's like, I've seen people who they're on disability and they're getting whatever, $2,000 a month on disability. And you're like, well, why don't you go to work? You can make more than that. Yeah, but if I make more than that, I'll lose my $2,000.
Yeah.
But that's a big mistake. Now you've actually became a slave to the government. The government is saying you're a slave and you have to sit there and you have to watch TV every day or do nothing every day because we're going to give you $2,000 instead of living life of joy, maybe living life of purpose. So it's a really bad mistake to take that money. But number two, to have somebody who makes money or goes to work every day to be jealous of those people.
How many of those people, I accept what you say, and I feel it in my soul that you are right, because that's what I feel. And how many of those people actually need this assistant? And how many of those people actually take advantage of the very well social system that is being built here?
So here's an interesting answer.
Okay.
Who cares?
Yeah, you're right.
Who cares?
I guess
so.
You're
wake up every day and you have properties. You live a certain life. You drive a Tesla X, which is a very expensive car. You have a good family. You have a good life. Now, you have some issues where, you know, where you're having trouble with your citizenship, becoming a citizen here, which is fine. Oh, we should get into that too. How come the Mexicans can get a driver's license and you can't? We just made Omri pass out. But that's the whole thing, right? So stop worrying about what other people are doing.
Yeah, I agree.
And worry about what you're doing. Worry about what's going to make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my suggestion.
So when you get the check or when your property manager get the check, ask him to see who paid the debt.
I don't really care.
No, you just ask why is it happening?
Why do I care?
You just brought it up.
You know what I just did?
Okay.
I just raised the guy's rent $100 a month.
Of course.
You know why?
No, I'm pretty sure I know, but...
I either want him to start paying or I want him to leave.
Okay.
Because it's not, I mean, even though he's paying
it's aggravating
minute,
to you.
It's aggravating, absolutely.
Of course.
I have to hold that money out for 2 months before I get paid?
No.
Sometimes three?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and it's just not right.
For sure not.
So,
but I can tell you that when I bought the first property in Upland, with the horror story I had with the tenant there,
right,
I looked at the end of the day how much money I made from late fees. Because like
right,
you said,
exactly, right.
Like you said, it was again and again and again and again. And I was in front of the judge. It was on September of 21. I was in front of the judge and stupidly I brought a general ledger. And in the general ledger, the judge saw thousands of dollars in late fee.
Right.
So she looked at me and she said, you are not getting any more late fees. But I did the calculation. You know how much she paid in rent plus the late fees? It's like what I'm charging right now.
Okay. Yeah, so he paid $100
so
extra a month.
So it is
fees,
aggravating.
Right?
It is annoying. But if they pay by the end of the day, including the late fees, and you have a property manager there, who cares?
That's exactly what I say.
But and they pay the lawyer too?
They pay the filing fee, and they pay every fee.
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
I agree.
That people, they're coming up with this money. So
I'm not, now I'm sure that those people push you to the edge in order to get assistant.
Well, the reason I raised the rent $100 is because it costs me money, because I have to borrow that money to pay the banks. Well, I don't really have to borrow, but you know what I mean? It's not, I can't use that money. So I raised the rent $100 because I can't raise the late fee, and I can't charge an administration fee, although I wanted to. I can't charge an administration
fee. You can change the lease at any time. Give us 60 days.
Yeah,
notice.
But there's only certain things. I can change the rent because it's a month to month, but there's only certain things I can do to keep, you know, to raise the income to say, hey, stop this.
Okay.
And that's what I'm trying to do. By the way, 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. I'm talking to Omri Murad, who is the worst landlord. And he's gotten a lot better. He's got a lot better now. 855-939-1137.
855-939-1137.
Oh, my God. Now we're speaking together.
Oh, my God. It's not only the Jag. The Jag. The Jag.
855-939-1137. Give us a call. Ask us questions about landlording. Ask us questions about properties. All right.
So what do you feel about the rents?
What rent?
Do you see that rent rates are a bit going down?
Yeah, ever so slightly, though.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a, you know, like there was a time in 2008 when rents went down 20%. But right now, I don't know. You know, I think we were really taking advantage of how quickly rents were rising. Yeah. And now it's kind of slowing down a little bit, where I've noticed that, you know, we're getting a reasonable rent. We're still a great rent, but it's $75 less on a $2,000 rent that, you know, maybe it's $1,925 instead of $2,000.
So we have a friend, we have a joint friend that mm-hmm. she's trying to rent a place in Philadelphia.
Right.
And she had to drop the rent almost $500.
She didn't drop the rent $500. She overpriced it.
Okay.
You know?
I don't think so. And I see the same thing around here, around Lincoln. Mm-hmm. People used to rent places here for $3,500-$4,000.
Right.
They can't get this anymore. And now you see those properties stuck. So I think it's more than the 75 per 2,000. Maybe, I don't know. It's not 20%. It's not there yet, I agree.
Yeah.
But I think maybe the demand came.
Yeah, demand is slowing down.
Yeah.
Even housing prices are slowing down. Even housing itself is slowing down. Now, the weird part about housing is the only reason the market is so hot still is because nobody's selling their house. And you know why nobody's selling their house?
What can they buy?
That's right. What can they buy? And, you know, a lot of times people look at, and if you're listening to this, right, listen to this and say, ask yourself a question. Could you afford to buy your house right now from yourself?
No.
So in other words, if you bought a house for $300,000, your payment is whatever, $1,700,
uh-huh.
and you had to buy that same exact house right now, it would cost you $500,000, and your payment would probably be like $2,600. So you probably can't afford to buy the house you're in now. So if you can't afford to buy the house you're in now, where are you going to go?
And you assume that they have a perfect credit score, right?
No, forget about that. That's right, I agree. But where are you going to go? If you can't afford to buy the house you're in, then you can't afford to move up, so why would you sell the house you're in?
That's exactly
what's happening. That's why you have people who are still stuck in their houses, but aren't moving, and why people or you know, buyers coming into the market, well, just putting in offers or anything they can, because there's so many buyers and so few houses.
Or they open an ice cream store.
We'll talk about that after the break.
I'm not moving because I pay the world's greatest mortgage. My mortgage is the best mortgage in the world. I have the best mortgage in the world. That's why.
Your mortgage?
Can I say that? Should I say that?
Yes.
You can say anything you want.
$700 a month.
Right. So, and how much is your?
What's the percentage?
It doesn't matter. What's the difference? He's paying $700 a month to live in a house.
$700 a month.
It's phenomenal.
In a 3-bedroom, one bath, 3-bedroom.
See?
Two floors and a full.
Where would he go? So even if he has $200,000 equity in his house or more, what would he do? He'd sell that. He's not going to get another $700 a month place anyway.
No way. Yeah.
So he's absolutely right.
Thank you. If you look, my house is it would sell for something like 50,000-60,000 more than what I paid for it or what it's worth.
Only 60,000. Yeah, but it's not. Then you're definitely not going to move.
No.
You can get $500,000 out of your house. Yeah, that's worth moving, but it's not.
No.
I talked with my banker about an auto loan a few days ago.
7-8%.
And we talked about mortgages. 6.5.
Okay.
And we talked about mortgages, and he said, you will never see 3% in your lifetime.
That's what I agree. That's why last year I refinanced 13 of my properties at 3.5%.
Yeah.
You know, so I knew it. I knew it was done. I said I had to do it.
It is. We will never see this percentage anymore.
So we have, Audrey Ellen Brody is my property manager in Delaware.
Okay.
Remember we had her on the show, and she just was talking about the comment I made, but she also said something interesting. She said, investments are more available now as lenders finally like us again. So you know why banks are liking investors again, right?
Tell me.
You know why? Because they can't get business. There's nobody buying houses, so they're trying to look for as much business as they can. And it's gonna cause an interesting shift. And I'm really looking forward to the shift. We're going to find people who are going to be stuck in their houses that can't get out, even if they want to get out. And it's going to change dramatically. I have a question, though, Larry.
If you're saying people are staying in their houses and they're not moving and they're because they can't afford to, how come the market is still so hot? I keep hearing
you
stories.
You obviously weren't listening when I explained that a minute ago.
I must have misunderstood.
Stop pushing the buttons on the board and listen to my show. I'm more important than those buttons.
And the market is not hot. It used to be
That's
crazy.
That's not
hot.
What I'm hearing.
So here's why.
Out in the real
here's
world.
The answer, Glenn. As I said before, because no one's moving. So there's very limited inventory, and there's so many buyers out there.
Yes.
So a buyer says, I want to buy a house. And there's 10 people bidding on the same house. The house is listed for $300,000. They already know to bid $330,000. They already know to bid $330,000 and no inspections, or $350,000 and no inspections. And that's why the market's hot in that way. But it's probably going to start to happen next year. And by this 2 years from now, it's going to change dramatically, where people are going to start selling their houses because they need to move. Not because they want to move, because they need to move. Because maybe the economy has shifted and they're not making the same amount of money anymore. Maybe because, they get divorced. They need to move because of a job. All of these things are going to happen, and the house prices are still going. They're not moving up as fast as they were, and eventually they're going to start to go down too. I mean, look, it takes, you know, just the interest rate alone, the interest on the payment alone has doubled. So even if you had a $300,000 a mortgage, and you, I don't know what the numbers are, but if your interest payment was 3%, that's $9,000 a year.
Now it's 6.
Now it's almost $18,000 a year in just interest, instead of $9,000 a year in interest. So it's a major difference in your payment.
That's why you don't see any more. You see them, but they are not so often the bid wars on the houses.
No, there's bid wars all the time.
And you see many price cuts. You see houses around us that are sitting in the market, and you see every week, 10 grand price cut, 10 grand
price cut. So no one remembers this, because I said this last year. Every single year on this show, I predicted what was going to happen next year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I said it's going to be an anomaly year. It's going to be a strange year where certain houses are going to sell for over asking, and other houses are going to sell for price cuts, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
And you'll see it real quick. You'll see what's going to happen is next year, we're going to start to see housing prices. We're going to see more houses on the market, and we're going to see housing prices level off or drop, and there won't be bidding wars anymore. It'll be very different. The buyers will change. There'll be less real estate agents out there, which I can't wait. And the whole thing is going to change.
Would be less buyers.
And what is the role of the Black Rocks and the investors and the flippers? What is their role in all this? As far as how do they affect the market overall?
I don't care.
I don't care.
You gotta understand. You know, I can only buy so many houses. Army can only buy so many houses. Investors like us can only buy so many houses. So what? Black Rock could buy a million houses. Who cares? They could do what they want to do. We have to do what we want to do. We're not a major corporation. We're a couple of small guys who buy houses, you know? We buy houses, we make money on them.
But those guys have to
continue to live our life.
But they have to influence the market, right? They've got to be influencing the market. If they're buying a properties,
they're not buying the house around the corner from me where, you know.
Yeah, and if you talk about flippers, you need to remember that renovations cost went crazy up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't get a roof for $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000 anymore. You can't get a window installed for $300.
Right.
All those numbers are pretty much over.
Yeah, they're crazy. I just went crazy. Actually, let's do this. Let's take a break. I'm going to tell you about the ice cream store and what's going on with that.
Okay.
And it's getting very interesting. I'm actually going to talk about it now. Okay. So we'll see you in about 2 minutes.
This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz, and you have probably heard my radio shows and listened to my great advice on how you can make more money and pay less taxes. Well, I just finished writing a book on all things I teach at Investor Schooling and on my radio shows. This book is called Money Hacks, and you want a copy of this book, and you can pre-order this book wherever books are sold. Look for Money Hacks by Larry Steinitz. Hey, it might even be a tax deduction. Order Money Hacks by Larry Steinitz wherever books are sold, and come see me at Investor Schooling. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. The opportunity to retire with a great big real estate portfolio is coming quickly, and you want to learn how to do it. We all know the downturn is around the corner. What does that mean to you? You need to learn how to take advantage of this opportunity, like how to buy discounted properties with absolutely no money out of your pocket. Can it be done? Yes, it can. Can you learn how to do it? Yes, you can. Go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Investor Schooling Live. Hey, give us a call. I'm here with Omri. He's the worst landlord. And again, I don't even think he's the worst landlord anymore. He was for a while, but he's kind of a lot better because he started going to investor schooling and learned how to become a better landlord. Anyway, give us a call at 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. That's right, 855-939-1137. And
855-939-1137.
1137, right.
I know. What's going on in your life? What with your real estate? Tell us.
So let's talk about the ice cream store.
Okay.
And
corner.
The ice cream corner.
Store.
Well, you know, it's an ice cream store, and it's called the Ice Cream Corner, and it's in Easton, PA. So if you want to, guys, if anybody wants to look it up, you can go to theicecreamcorner.com, and you can see the website.
Download the app.
We actually have an app, so you can actually go to the App Store and download the Ice Cream Corner app. So the whole story with the Ice Cream Corner is very interesting. So it all started, and some of you guys have been paying attention if you've been listening to the show. It all started when I had this piece of property in Easton. It was a great piece of property. It was a two-family house, and it had, when I bought it, it was a little takeout pizzeria. And the takeout pizzeria, at the time, the takeout pizzeria, you know, was occupied, whatever, and then they left, and then a jerk chicken place went in, and when they left, the jerk chicken place left. It was about a year. It took about a year to get it rented. And the whole time it was taking a year to get it rented, I was telling my property manager in Easton, I said, hey, listen, if you don't rent it, I'm going to have to turn it into an ice cream store. And I'm like, and I kept saying, but please rent it because I don't want to turn it into an ice cream store. So he kept saying that, kept saying that, kept saying that. And then finally, I ended up turning it into an ice cream store. And I actually took one of our students, and he was a go-getter guy. And I said, I'll tell you what, you be a partner with me. And he accepted the idea.
You'll be the face.
Yeah, we'll be partners. I'll do all the reno. I'll buy all the machines. I'll do everything on this thing, and I'll make you a 50% partner after a certain amount of time of you working there. So we started building this ice cream store. Well, we started, the concept came to us in January, and we started doing the work, and we hired our guy, Joe Menino, who you've heard about him before. He's our handyman. He did a great job renovating it. And I asked, you know, like always, I put in too much money into a renovation. I always put a lot of money into a renovation. It's just what I do. So now what happened was, you know, of course you're supposed to apply for permits. And, you know, I did the permit stuff myself. And it was a big mistake because I have done permits before where I go to the township and I sit down with the township and there's somebody behind the counter and the person behind the counter
without the glass between you and him.
Well, it doesn't even matter if it was a glass or not. But they sit, they talk to you behind the counter. They say, hey, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to make sure you do. This is what you know, make sure you don't do this. Make sure it has this spec. Here's a book. Blah, 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 blah. So in this county, in this borough where I built this thing, they have a clerk. You know, whatever she makes. Maybe she makes $40,000 a year.
Who cares?
She's in charge of my life and everyone else's life. But she also is unknowledgeable. Now, understand that they work with an outside contractor, and the outside contractor does all their inspections, does their permits, does their COs and everything. And what happened was the miscommunication between all of us, and I take full responsibility for my part, the miscommunication between all of us became a major problem with opening the ice cream store, which is still not open. It's ready to open. I mean, we have everything ready to go. We have the registers. We have ice cream. We have sprinkles. We have milkshake machine. We have everything we need to open, including, wait, it's a 267 square foot unit, 267 square feet. And we have all seven sinks that the health inspector required. Seven sinks and 267 square feet. Really? Seven sinks. Right? Could you imagine putting seven sinks in 267 square feet?
There's a special sink to wash your feet. There's a special...
No. You could use the mop sink to wash your feet if you want to. Yeah. So we have this whole thing. We have a mop sink. Right.
You have a mop sink.
A mop sink.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to have a separate mop sink. You want to know what the sinks are? Wash, rinse, sanitize. Mm-hmm. Right. Then you have a mop sink. Then you have a hand wash sink. Then you have a bathroom sink. And then you have a scooper sink. These are the seven sinks that you have to have. So anyway, we go through it, and you know they come in and they finally do the inspection, which is great. I'm so excited because I know, hey, we're going to get the inspection. Oh, I mean, this place looks beautiful. Why wouldn't they pass it? And they, sure enough, they come in and they go, you don't have a handicap counter. I'm like, what is a handicap counter? So first of all, you have to take two steps to get into the building anyway. Mm-hmm. There's no handicap ramp. Oh, maybe I should be quiet and not say it because maybe they'll maybe put one in. There's no handicap ramp. It's just two steps to get in. But you have to have a wheelchair accessible counter so that people can pay. Not so they can have their ice cream, so people can pay.
While they are sitting in the wheelchair.
While they're sitting in the wheelchair.
Okay.
So we didn't have that.
Okay.
They failed us.
Okay.
So all we had to do was remove one counter, one cabinet. It was a cabinet.
Add a counter.
It's a cabinet. And no, we took one out because we had the register on it. It was too high. Okay. We took one out. And we put another cabinet in. I said, okay, it's fixed. Well, you know, this outside contractor decided that they want full plans with an architect sealed plans for the counter we're putting in, which is an over-the-counter counter. You know what I mean by over-the-counter counter? Yeah. You just buy a box. You put the box in. You put a top on it. It's done. And they wanted full plans. So we actually passed the inspection last week with the counter, with the plans and whatever. I don't know.
By the health department or
no,
by...
No, the health department won't come in until we have the CO. Okay. So on Friday, I called the health department. I said, all right, come in and do your inspection.
Because I do have a CO now.
No, we don't have the CO yet.
You just passed the inspection.
We passed. Okay. So you would think if you pass, that means that you get the CO, right? No.
He go back to the office.
That's not what happens, right?
And they fill out the form.
Right, and they issue a CO, right? No, it doesn't work that way. It has to go back to the outside contractor, and when they go through all their millions of pieces of paper on their desk, they have to read it, review it, and then issue the CO, and then 2 days later, maybe whatever, they send it to them.
I think... Okay, wait.
So the health inspector, I get on the phone with him on Friday, or Thursday, I think it was, Thursday or Friday, whatever day it was. I said, hey, we passed... Can you give the health inspection? He goes, well, you don't have a CO yet. I said, look, I'm done. I said, I'm going to open this place up with or without your health inspection at this point because I'm done with this. I'm tired of it. I said, you know, come here and do the health inspection. Well, luckily I got this guy. He's a really nice guy. I got him to agree to the health inspection. And most likely the CO will be there Monday or Tuesday. But that's what's going on. It's because it's not because, and honestly, it's not because of the incompetence of the borough. It's really not. It's because these boroughs have decided that they're going to outside contract to everyone else, to other people, and these outside contractors, like the one that they're using at the borough, is an outside contractor for hundreds and hundreds of counties
and
boroughs.
Let's talk about bureaucracy.
And they get stuck, and that's the problem.
Let's talk about
bureaucracy. Hold on one second, because we actually have somebody on the phone, and I've been putting him off because I want to finish the story, and we'll get back to it. What's going on, Rob?
Oh, yeah. Great, thank you. You know, the... I'm curious about how you guys base your rent. Where I live, it seems like the rent. Well, I speak to the manager, property manager. Rents are based on market rates, and it seems that we're getting price gouged over here because there's limited space, a lot of tenants, and there's no controls. How do you feel about rent controls? And they're not. So landlords are basing if an apartment complex down the street's charging so much. Well, then we can charge this. We have to charge this or even more because we're a newer building. So it's getting out of control. And there's, like I said, there's limited supply, a lot of buyers, and they're taking all the money out of our pockets to spend on other stuff, other things.
It's two different things. You're not talking about rent control. You're talking about you're not talking about rent control, right? You're talking about how to know how much should I charge.
How do you feel about rent control? I say we need rent control. I'm trying to get some kind of rent control because
it's out of hand.
So, they're nothing against landlords, but there's no control. Right. They can charge whatever they want.
Let's talk about rent control for a second. Let's talk about, you know, you're a tenant and you're having trouble paying your rent, right? Because it's getting too high, right?
People are, yeah.
Yeah, and then you talk about us, we're landlords, and we're like, hey, we want to get as much money as we can for our apartment, right?
Right.
So what's fair?
Rent control.
I mean, it might be.
I personally...
I have to be against rent control because I'm a landlord, right? Now, that doesn't mean I don't have a heart. It doesn't mean that if somebody came to me and, you know, they had a situation, I wouldn't help them. But at the same time, I have to decide, look, you know.
Greedflation. That's going. But it's just getting, there's no controls here. And it's not like, oh, well, I'll go down to another supermarket and find a better deal on it. It's housing. We're signing a contract. And they're cleaning our pockets.
Rob, what? Okay. So even with rent control in those days, you need to understand, our insurance goes every year. Goes up.
Not Thursdays, today.
And the taxes go up.
Listen, 1 second. Insurance goes up every year. Taxes goes up every year.
Maintenance
goes up. I can tell you about one county I'm dealing with that they decided not only to do rental license every year, they want to do a UNO every year. Ask me what's the difference between a UNO and a rental license. I have no idea. It's another $200 a unit that they want to earn every year. So everybody look at landlords and believe they are the bad people. No, they are not the bad people. Because once you have a broken window, once you need a new roof, I need to know that I am ready to take care of this unit. One of the problems we had after this pandemic was that we all had to keep maintain our properties in order to make them livable for our tenant, while we didn't get the money in from many of our tenants. And we should, and we did, showed patience to all those tenants. So there is a logic to why rents are going up. Maybe there is no logic to why rents are going skyrocketing in certain area. I have no idea. But I can assure you that there is a very good logic that we are discussing here in school almost every week about why rents have to go up, because nothing is going down. Everything, unfortunately, everything is going up. Even during COVID, I was in front of a judge and she told me, why you increase the rent during COVID? And I told the judge, why you increase the taxes during COVID?
I hope you
got to
go through a lot of late fees.
So, you know, I got a question for you.
Late fees are, I can tell you about myself. I waive late fees for good tenants.
You're trying to blues, you landlord. You're all the same. You're no different from anybody else. Hold on, Rob.
I'm actually, why a landlord
is almost immediately a Russian oligarch? Right, but, I don't get it.
But hold on one second. So, Rob, you just actually... So here's what the main issue is. The main issue isn't us. It's you. It's you personally. You need to take your life by the, I don't know, what word can I say that won't get bleeped?
Scruff.
And you need to take control of it. Now, let me ask you a question. What are you paying in rent now?
$1,700 a month. It just went up $160 from last year, $160. I moved in 12 years ago. It was $1,050 to move in. It's up to $1,710 right now. It was nine years ago. But for nine years,
it's not even double. That's pretty good. But here's the deal. So for $1,700 a month.
It's okay. It's okay. We're getting by. But yo, what about next week? Or are we
talking about
that?
I want to talk
about
the
latest. No. Every week. Are they raising every other week, Rob?
Are they raising your rent every
week? There's no justification for it.
Are they raising your rent every week?
Other apartments. They'll raise the rent here on one bedroom for a new tenant this week, and then it will go up next week or next.
But why do you care?
And then the month after or the week after that,
your rent will go up once a year.
It's called price gouging.
All right, so you're collecting it. So all you're doing is complaining. You want to hear solutions, or you just want to complain?
I'm paying for it, Jack. I'm paying for it.
Of course you're paying for it. You know why? Because you didn't take responsibility for yourself. You ready for this?
To me and everyone like me.
Don't go there.
No,
I have to ask.
$1,700 a month and buy a house. Buy a condo for $1,700 a month. Your rent won't go up anymore.
His HOA
sure,
will.
I'll go buy a condo. All right. I'll do it next week. That's your answer. We need rent control. Nothing against you guys. Nothing against the landlord. But do we need rent control? If a free market economy is the offspring of a democratic society, then price gouging is the offspring of economic prosperity. Right? Price gouging is the offspring of economic prosperity.
I really have to ask you.
Not just you. It's everybody.
Rob. I really have to ask you something regarding late fees.
If it doesn't, eggs are too expensive, I'll go to another store and get them. But where am I going to go for housing?
Go to another place to rent. I got another place for you that's less expensive. It's smaller.
Rent every freaking month. Where's the justification for it? That's what I want to ask you.
Rob, one second.
Well, we gave you the justification. It's not good enough for you.
We understand.
SOB like everybody else. And the day of judgment's coming, and we're all going to be judged for what we do on this planet.
No. We need to talk about that for a second. You brought justice. I want to talk about it for a second. You said about being something about late fees, right? About how much money people make out of late fees. When you are late in your rent, one second, Rob.
Coming from, I hope I can help you guys, but I'll do it. I'll find out. I'll get to the bottom of it. You just have to email these paid-off politicians every other day. You got to keep out.
Don't go there.
We need some kind of rent control. Yeah, but because they're in the pockets of the landlords. That's basically what it is.
Hold on, Rob, I gave you a little insight, Rob.
But if not, that's okay. Take a minute and listen.
Take a minute and listen, all right? And I'm going to say something that I'm hoping that you don't take offense to. But you sound like a miserable person. You want to be a happier person? Stop worrying about this stuff. Start living your life, start enjoying your life, and stop worrying about thinking that your apartment complex is raising the rent every week when whether they are or they aren't, it doesn't matter to you. If you can afford your $1,700 a month, pay your $1,700 a month. If you want to make a better move, go buy a house with your $1,700 a month, and that will solve most of your problems personally.
I agree with what you said. Don't worry about it, but not for those reasons.
What reasons would you not want to worry about?
What's that?
You're going to be angry and miserable, and you're going to wake up every day angry and miserable. It's not going to help you. The best thing to do is go, hey, listen.
No, you're right. You're exactly right. You gave me, I thank you. You calmed me down. You've calmed me down. I appreciate that. But it's not for the reasons that you said, you know, because go bus on place. I can barely get by. I got to support two other people on what I get by. Because, God forbid, the SNAP benefits are breaking the government. But that's another topic.
I'll tell you what. If you promise not to yell, I will yell at me. I will give you a free half an hour with me. You ready? You want to take a free half an hour with me?
Well, I'm not coming out to Lansdale. I'm in West Deptford.
We'll do it via Zoom. You're not using Zoom?
I don't have Zoom. I got a flip phone. I'm talking to you. I have a flat phone I use on the internet. I don't have internet.
All right, I'll tell you what. You ready? You ready? I want you to call back this number. Call back this number and leave me a message with your phone number. Just call me back after the show. Call me the same number, 855-939-1137. That will go to my personal phone, and I will call you back and make it a time that you and I will speak. All right? And I will help you with your budget.
All right.
I'll help you with your budget.
And if I can help you, great.
And if I can't help you, listen, I'm trying to help you. And again, take help. You know what? It's okay, too.
They don't know what I learned in high school, Larry. I didn't learn budget. I learned filmmaking. I learned the art of the motion picture. People today don't know. Do they know how to make a budget? I didn't have to take writing. I took photography.
It's never too late. It's never too late.
Right. You want to learn something new?
I agree. I totally agree.
And I want to tell you something else. Do you know how the world will go, how the world will look like with rent control? It's not going to be much better. I advise you to go to a website. It's called huduser.gov. See how much the government say, according to the number of bedroom, in each zip code, how much the government say that the rent needs to be. Go to huduser.gov and you will see exactly what the rent at each zip code according to the number of bedrooms.
3% a year in Pine Hill and in Lindenwald. Okay? And if they have to, they have to justify it. That's all I'm saying. There's got to be some control on it.
All right, Rob. Listen, man, I appreciate the call. And if you want, call me back, 855-939-1137. It goes to my personal phone after the show, and I'll call you back, and I'll make an appointment with you. You and I will speak. I will do what I can to help you, but I'm telling you right now, you got to stop worrying about this stuff. All right, let's get on with the show. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate that call. It was actually great for so many reasons. Anybody else wants to call in, 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137.
I enjoyed it.
enjoyed it.
I did. Well, very, very much.
So what was interesting is, did you have sympathy for him?
Yes.
Yeah, I had a lot of sympathy for him, right? And empathy, and, you know, I understand his situation. But unfortunately, I think a lot of his situation has to do with his mindset. He's so busy worrying about these problems that he can't actually fix the problem that he's having personally.
I think $160 a year, it's a big raise. For a current tenant, $160 a year, that's what he said?
Increase?
Yeah. $160 increase a year, it's a big raise. It is a big raise.
So you know what happened?
So that's
the landlord was playing catch up. Because he said he started out 10 years ago at $1,050, I think he said.
Yeah.
And now it's $1,750, whatever it was,
right? For many years they didn't increase at all.
The problem was there were several years the landlord didn't increase. And this is one of the things I teach. It said, you know, always increase the rent, even if it's $25 or $35 a year.
2-4% every year.
Whatever. Just increase something. Because this way, when you get, you don't have to do the $160 or $200 increases.
Of course.
And in this way, it protects, you know, it keeps guys like Rob from getting PO'd, you know? And that's probably what happened was the landlord realized that the rent was way too low and said, all right, I got to catch it up. And he also felt that he could probably get, I'm going to guess he could probably get $2,000 or $2,100 for that apartment.
It's against nature. You pay more for your milk. You pay more for your gas. You pay more for everything right now. We pay more in taxes and insurance. How can we get the rent down or leave them the way they are? We can't.
Well, of course, right.
It's not possible.
I mean, look, you know, I got to pay more for gas. So who's going to pay for it? My tenants. Now, I realize that sounds cold.
It's not.
But it's reality.
Yeah, exactly. Reality. I wouldn't pronounce it like that. Yeah.
Right.
And we started to talk about the bureaucracy, what you are dealing with in Easton.
Right.
And I want to tell you, bureaucracy became I just learned the term get the government out of my bedroom. And I understand completely what's going on here. If we arrive to a point that I need to pull permits to put a carpet in my own house,
right, right.
This is a big
That's ridiculous,
problem.
Right, it's ridiculous.
Somebody must stop and say it can't be.
Right.
It can't be done.
Right. So right, right. So what town was that you had to pull permits to put carpets in?
I don't want to say.
Okay. Yeah. So that's a new thing, right? You have to pull permits to put in carpet. I mean, could you imagine?
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Could you imagine? Right. Exactly. That's like saying you have to pull permits to move furniture into your house. I mean, stop. Wait. There actually are towns. I forgot about that. There are towns that have
demolition.
I think it's is it Allentown or is it Freemansburg? It's one of the towns that I have in Lehigh Valley that I have properties in that actually have to pay $15 moving fee.
To who?
To the township. In other words, in order to move into the house, they have to pay
the tenant or the landlord?
The tenant pays it.
So you have to tell the township that you bring a new tenant.
Right.
And then the
tenant has to pay $15 to move in. So it actually, I forgot about that. It's actually real.
I think there's a flight to Texas in an hour. Do you want to join me?
I go to Florida. I think the worst thing that's going to happen to Florida is Ron DeSantis wins president. That'll be the worst thing to happen to Florida. You can't go to America anymore. We used to be able to go to America. All right. So that was a really good show. That was a lot of fun. And I appreciate your call, Rob. And as I said before, give me a call later on and I will call you back and set a time with you. Wow, that was kind of fun.
I really hope. I don't know how you didn't invite him.
I feel sorry for the guy. I want to see if I can help
this
him.
This is the opposite voice that we all need to hear. We all need to hear the voice from the other side. I'm a tenant myself.
It's funny, you own a bunch of properties, but you rent.
Of course.
Right.
Of course.
Not a bad idea either.
Yeah, but it's very nice to hear the other side.
Yeah. But we usually hear it differently because we're his landlord.
Yeah.
Now we're hearing it from someone who's not their landlord, and we can understand it a little bit better. We can have more sympathy because we're not, you know, we don't have a personal interest.
Okay.
We just have a sympathetic interest. Interesting. All right. We got about 30 seconds, so I want to say thank you to all the callers. I want to say thank you to Glenn Page because Glenn Page is awesome, man. He's the best. Even if he does interrupt my segue, it's okay. Of course, I want to say thanks to Omri for being on the show. And, wow, go to investorschooling.com and you can learn more about all the stuff we talk about. We didn't get much more into real estate.
We respect everybody. Just come.
Just go to investorschooling.com. Come here Thursday night, investorschooling.com, and we can't wait to see you on Thursday. Thanks.
This program is paid for by Investors Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investors Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. Today's program has been pre-recorded.